at Leonard and Penny's.
Some news of our wedding. I have sent you all a save the date email.
Oh, exciting. You guys picked a date?
Better. I picked 80 dates. And I need you to save them all until we narrow it down.
I thought we agreed on June 15th.
That's a day after Flag Day. Everyone will be partied out.
It's a date. Just pick one.
It's not just a date. It's a textbook optimization problem. There is a perfect date, just like there's a perfect room temperature and a perfect dessert.
There's no perfect dessert.
Yellow cake in the shape of a dinosaur with chocolate frosting, scoop of vanilla ice cream on the side, not touching. You'll see. You'll have it at our wedding.
You want to bet?
You give me enough time, I can do the same thing with a wedding date. It needs to be on the weekend, not near any of your birthdays, or the weekend of Comic-Con.
Oh, you could get married at Comic-Con.
No!
We just need a weekend date that's completely boring and uneventful.
Too bad you didn't get your ducks in a row, because tonight would have been perfect.
The universe gives way to a rapid series of historical images throughout time, ending on the gang in the apartment.
Wait,
The Big Bang Theory. This program has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from CBS. Read by Christopher Flowers. Created by Chuck Lorre and Bill Prady. Sleeping in bed beside Amy, Sheldon rolls over. In a dream, he finds her in the kitchen.
Good morning.
Good morning. I know today is Applejack's day, but we're all out.
That's fine. I'll have anything.
Really?
Yeah. You know. What if?
What if? I like this side of you.
You know what I like? Smooth jazz.
He plays a flugelhorn. Amy looks dumbfounded, then smiles and bobs her head. In their bedroom, Amy stares at a still dreaming Sheldon. In Howard and Bernadette's kitchen.
Hey, just a reminder, I'm going out for drinks after work.
Great. Just a reminder, you're pregnant.
I'm not drinking, just taking a new coworker out.
Just a reminder, you're married.
Female coworker. She's new in town and I want to make her feel welcome. And let her know the office is full of liars before everyone tells her I'm mean.
Is she single?
I'm not setting her up with Raj.
What about Stuart?
Are you listening? I want her to think I'm not mean.
Okay, well, it's just, we have two single friends.
Howie, I just met this woman. Why don't I wait a little and get to know her? Maybe I won't like her, and then I'd be happy to ruin her life with Stuart or Raj.
That's all I ask.
Amy sits in Leonard and Penny's kitchen.
So you guys lived with Sheldon for a long time.
Long time.
So very long.
By the way, congratulations again on your engagement.
Yeah, you got a good one.
Thanks. So it's strange. Sheldon was talking in his sleep last night, and he seemed like a totally different person. He was relaxed and loose and calm.
Well, Sheldon's a complicated man.
He said whatev.
Get him a brain scan. That might be a tumor.
Well, I think the wedding planning is really stressful for him, and that can trigger sleep talking.
Well, maybe this is a part of Sheldon's personality he's been repressing. I mean, I think we dream about things we wish we could be in real life.
Really? What do you dream about?
Oh, being the wife of Leonard, mostly that.
I choose to believe you.
Well, as much as we've studied the brain, there's still a lot we don't know about dreams and their function. You know, even psychologists are divided on it.
Well, it's true. Freud thought dreams were about sex. Adler thought they were about dominance.
And again, mine are just about being married to this little guy.
Okay, now it's just edging in a mockery.
At a wine bar, Bernadette sits with her new coworker.
Well, moving to a new city was a little scary, but the job seems great. Everyone's really nice.
Oh, they are. Super nice. I mean, only one of them took you out tonight, but it's not a competition.
Thanks again. You know, we could have gone somewhere more pregnancy-friendly.
Oh, it's okay. One of the great things about being pregnant is drinking cranberry juice out of a wine glass and watching people freak out.
Raj and Stuart enter.
Buddy!
They approach.
Oh, damn.
Hey! What are the odds?
Yeah, serendipity.
Hello, Rajesh.
Stuart.
Hi, Richie.
Richie is my coworker, but that was probably in your briefing packet.
At home, Sheldon stands at a whiteboard filled with crossed-out dates. He looks down at his phone. Amy enters.
Hi.
Hello.
What's wrong?
Well, I found the perfect wedding date.
That's terrific.
No, it's not. It was May 19th, 1996. We would have had a lovely wedding. And our honeymoon would have coincided with the first appearance of the Hale-Bopp comet.
Sheldon, you were 16.
Yep, and in Texas. No one would have batted an eye. Oh, wait, it's no good. That's the day that John Pertwee, the third Doctor Who, died.
And it's in the past.
Hey, I said it's no good. Just let it go.
Sheldon, I appreciate you trying to make this wedding perfect, but it's making you miserable.
No, the wedding isn't making me miserable. The calendar is. Why can't there just be 1 week each month for famous people to die?
Well, they've already arranged to die in threes. What more do you want from that?
This is so frustrating. Why can't I find the perfect date? I found the perfect way to say hi to cowboys.
He points a finger gun and winks.
I'm just saying, maybe there's a part of you deep down that just wants to relax a little, you know? Kick back. Say, whatever.
Whatever? I'm sorry, you're really not going to finish that word?
I'm just trying to make a point.
Finish the word, Amy.
Fine,
Thank you. Only now you owe me three more whatevs.
At the wine bar.
Oh, you were born in Trivandrum. Have you ever been to the Kutira Malika Palace?
No, I haven't.
Me either. What a small world.
I've also never been there. I've never been lots of places. Go on, quiz me.
I'm sorry, we're being rude talking about India.
Oh, yeah, you know, if you and Bernadette want to talk about America, that's cool with us. Here, let me get you started.
Hamburgers, am I right?
So what do you guys do?
Well, I am an astrophysicist, so if you ever go out at night and look up at the stars, it's kind of my office. He sells comic books to children.
Actually, I own my own store. If you'd like to check it out sometime, I'm running a new promotion. Buy anything, get taken out for a reasonably priced dinner.
Yeah. Stuart's struggling financially, but he doesn't let that get him down. He believes in himself. Even though the whole world has made it clear, he should not.
Thank you. And, you know, Raj, I think it's great that you no longer live off your parents like a spoiled child. You live over someone's garage like a failed adult.
Yeah, well, you live with her.
Oh, it's not like that. He rents a room for me and my husband, who, by the way, is no prize either.
At home, Sheldon lies asleep in bed.
Oh, I don't care. You know me, I just go with the flow.
Amy holds her phone near his face.
Beach, public pool. They both sound awesome.
At Leonard and Penny's.
On second thought, beach. I'd like to befriend a seagull.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Will you email that to me?
Have you played this for him?
No, I'm worried he'll say I violated his privacy. Listen how happy he sounds.
I'm up for anything. As long as I'm with you.
Sheldon walks in.
What are you listening to?
Nothing.
Oh, come on, I want to hear.
He sits on the arm of the couch.
We don't need GPS. Let's just see where the road takes us.
I see why you turned it off. That guy sounds like an idiot.
Penny, that's you.
Don't be silly. My voice is deep and sonorous, like a Caucasian James Earl Jones. Luke, I am your father. See?
It is you. I recorded you in your sleep.
Oh, look, a hitchhiker. I bet he has some interesting stories.
That's me?
It's you.
So you spied on me in my sleep?
Sheldon, I'm sorry. You've been doing this every night. I couldn't help but wonder if it meant something.
Well, it doesn't.
Are you sure? I mean, the prefrontal cortex regulates impulse control, so it's plausible that when we're asleep, aspects of our personality that we repress might come out.
Don't try to put science lipstick on your new age pig. And for the record, you make noises when you sleep, and I've never accused you of repressing your inner chainsaw.
Sheldon storms out. Amy turns to the others and shrugs.
If you want me to object at your wedding, just give me one of these.
Leonard taps on his nose and nods. Comic book store.
This picture of Galactus eating a planet looks like my Prego wife destroying a coffee cake.
Howard shows Leonard the comic.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
Raj follows Stuart.
I'm just saying, you should bow out.
Why should I bow out?
Because we all know how this is going to end.
That's what my doctor said, too, but I'm still here.
Okay, look, I think that she and I have more in common.
Because you're Indian? So just because she's brown, you get to date her?
Yes! And the next time we meet a woman who's pale and cadaver-like, she's all yours.
Howard, Bernadette was there last night. Did she say anything when she got home?
Yeah, she said, why'd you tell those idiots where I was? Thanks a lot.
Okay, how about we flip a coin?
Hang on, doesn't this girl get a word in all of this? And isn't that word no?
Ruchi said she wanted to hang out with both of us. Why don't we just do that?
Oh, fine. Let's hang out as friends and see what happens.
Yeah, and if something grows out of it, just worry about it then.
Also what my doctor said.
In the laundry room, Sheldon closes a washing machine. Penny enters.
Hey, this isn't your laundry night.
I know. Laundry on a Wednesday. It's the madness my life has become.
Why does a sleep-talking thing bothering you anyway?
It's simple. I don't like the idea that my mind might be keeping an entire personality from me. You know, Dr. Jekyll's other personality was Mr. Hyde. Mr. Hyde didn't have a postgraduate degree.
Now, is it possible that you're stressed because you're scared about getting married? I mean, it is a big change, and you're not good with little changes.
Well, that's nonsense. You name one little change I was upset with.
When they changed the green Skittle from lime to apple?
That is not the rainbow I grew up tasting.
Okay, fine, let's start over. Is it possible that the sleep talking is a part of your brain that's telling you everything's gonna be okay and you just need to relax a little?
So, you're proposing that the self is an illusion and that we actually have multiple centers of consciousness that are communicating with one another?
In layman's terms, yeah.
Huh, interesting. So you don't believe there's a Cartesian self that underlies the flux of experience?
Maybe in my 20s, not anymore.
Okay. Well, assuming you're right, what would you suggest I do?
Well, I would start with something small. See if it makes your life any better. You could learn to meditate, take a yoga class.
You know, I have always been intrigued by flip-flops. The official footwear of the laid-back fellow.
Okay, sure.
Of course, if my feet are going to be exposed, I'll need to update my tetanus booster.
Oh, yeah, makes sense.
Mm-hmm. While I'm there, I may as well get a flu shot and a mole check.
Sure. You know, I've never had a mole check.
Oof. Well, it's been nice knowing you.
At the wine bar, Raj hands Ruchi a drink.
Here you go.
Thanks. It's too bad Stuart couldn't make it. He seemed fun.
Oh, yeah, he is. I love him dearly. Not to say that I don't worry about him.
What's to worry about?
You know what? I'm talking out of school. Speaking of which, he's allowed to live near them now.
Stuart approaches them.
Hey, guys.
Oh, great, Stuart. You're here.
Yeah, Stuart. Yeah, I didn't think you were going to make it.
I believe that.
Sorry, guys, it's work. I've got to take it. Oh. I'm so glad you made it, Stuart.
Oh, yeah, so glad.
Ruchi steps away.
I can't believe you went behind my back.
Which clearly means I want this more.
You want to play a game of who's more desperate with me? Because you're in the big leagues now, bucko.
Look, Ruchi and I are really hitting it off. Please, let me just have this one.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm like a fungus you can't get rid of.
Ruchi returns.
Sorry. So what's going on?
Oh, you just missed Stuart's funny story about the fungus he can't get rid of.
Raj didn't tell me about tonight, so he could be alone with you.
Really? That's a little weird.
Just a little, because I can work with that.
Look, guys, I'm not interested in dating anyone right now. I'm just looking to make some friends.
Yeah, I totally understand. But if you were going to date someone, would it be me or Stuart?
I think I'm going to go.
Ruchi, I'm sorry. If you still want to hang out as friends, I'd like that.
Thanks, Stuart. I'd like that too.
Ruchi leaves. Stuart turns back to Raj.
And the fungus is under the toenail.
Covered in filth, Sheldon enters his apartment. He walks with one foot wrapped in a shirt and the other in his messenger bag. Typing on her laptop, Amy sits at the kitchen island with her back turned to him.
Hello.
Hey.
So, I got flip-flops.
Good for you.
She turns around.
Oh my God, what happened?
After I got the flip-flops, I realized that the tops of my feet were exposed. So I put on some sunscreen, which caused my feet to become slippery. And predictably, one of them fell off and went down a sewer grate. Now, normally, I would have walked away, but this is a new laid-back me. So instead of getting upset, I just reached down to grab it. That's when I touched something furry. Which I'm telling myself was a damp toupee. When the toupee licked my hand, I screamed and hopped down the street on my remaining flip-flop.
Can I just ask?
This is a long story. Why don't we please save your questions till the end? So I finally came upon a bus bench where I sat and removed one of my shirts and fashioned it into a makeshift shoe. Not a waterproof shoe. That is relevant to the next part of my story. The ankle-deep puddle of warm apple juice.
Apple juice?
Maybe, maybe not. I'm telling myself a lot of things, Amy.
What happened to your other flip-flop?
That involves what I am telling myself was a melted candy bar.
I'm sorry. Is there anything I can do to help?
Yes. I want you to be in charge of our wedding. Just you tell me where and when, and I will show up with a boutonniere and closed-toed shoes and a Star Trek uniform underneath my tuxedo. That last part is non-negotiable.
Are you sure that's what you want?
As sure as I'm about to go bathe in Purell.
She gives him a hug.
I love you.
I love you too.
You know, ever since I was a young girl, I've dreamed of a June wedding, maybe on a cliff overlooking the ocean at sunset.
Sure. Sounds wonderful. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go clean up.
Sheldon walks toward the bedroom.
Outdoor wedding. I know what I'll be using that cliff for.
Sheldon stirs in bed. In a dream, he sits on a throne in a white room.
I call this meeting of the Council of Sheldons to order. Let's take roll.
He holds a clipboard.
Science Sheldon. Present.
Science Sheldon wears a lab coat.
Texas Sheldon. Howdy.
He wears a cowboy hat.
Fanboy Sheldon. Greetings.
He wears a costume and salutes.
Germaphobe Sheldon. Say it, don't spray it.
He sports a hazmat suit. Another Sheldon wears a red clown nose.
Where's Jock Sheldon?
He laughs.
Not the time, humorous Sheldon.
Humorous Sheldon pouts.
Okay, new business. Do we grant laid-back Sheldon a seat on the council?
Hey, whatever you guys want. I'm just chilling like Bob Dylan.
He drinks a cocktail.
Negative. Heck no.
I don't feel well.
Humorous Sheldon honks a horn and shakes his head. Fanboy Sheldon points.
Can we kick him out too?
Executive producer Chuck Lorre.